This is Senator Al Simpson. We no longer seem to see the Soviet Union as the enemy, but we can't get lulled to sleep by a feel-good tide. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, I've said it before. The new era of good relations between the U.S. and the Soviet Union is a very special thing, but we must not be fooled by the wily Soviet public relations machine. President Gorbachev is the defined catalyst for the warming trend with his popular announcements of reductions in troops and weapons, but U.S. military officials still warn us that these cuts only affect the outer margins of Soviet power. And while the Soviets claim, in error, that we spend twice as much on defense, they still have the world's largest military establishment with more hardware than all NATO countries combined in some categories of equipment. The changes in the Soviet Union are good, Ted. I do mean that. We welcome their shifts in military thinking and structure, but we mustn't let cheery symbolism, smiles, and PR cloud our understanding of the really hard facts.
Al, I know you're reluctant to let go of the Cold War. It's been the security blanket of the right wing for 40 years. At this rate, you'll be like the Japanese soldier on Okinawa who came out of his cave all those years after World War II ended. It's okay to come out of your Cold War cave now, Al. President Reagan did. He coined the right slogan, trust but verify, and signed the landmark INF arms agreement with Gorbachev. We do need to be vigilant, Al, but that doesn't mean ignore the window of opportunity for progress that Gorbachev has opened. Under right-wing pressure, President Bush toyed with your caveman approach for his first 100 days, Al, but it just wouldn't fly. He finally threw in the towel and came up with a remarkably good arms control initiative that saved his trip to Europe and made it a success. This thaw may not be permanent, Al, but it sure beats the Cold War. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.